Welcome to our daily inspiration for May the 6th, 2021. I'm going to read part of 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 through 16. And I'll read starting in verse 1. And Elijah said to Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from that brook, from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, "Please bring me a little water in a cup, that I may drink." And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, "Please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." So she said, "As the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. This was in the time of that great famine, when it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months, and I'm not even sure if it specifically says here how long it didn't rain, but you know that Jesus referred to this time in recorded by Luke in the Gospel of Luke as 3 years and 6 months, and also the writer James the Apostle wrote that Elijah, who was a man like us, prayed and it didn't rain for 3 years and 6 months. So here we read about that time. And what stood out to me today as I read this passage was how the Lord provided for his own, how the Lord is able to provide for his own in times of tribulation. And I'm wondering if this time of drought signifies a time of tribulation that's coming upon the earth in the latter days, as 3.5 years. And it gives us this example of God's provision for his own during that time. Even the ravens were commanded to feed Elijah, and the widow here in a foreign country, who was probably an unbeliever when he came, because she referred to the Lord as your God. When she was talking to Elijah, she was also provided for by being faithful to what God had told her to do, and the words of Elijah, by following his instructions. So I believe that God is able, no matter what the circumstances may be in the world, no matter what we're facing, God is able to provide for his own, and It doesn't mean we won't face suffering and difficult times, but God is able. God is faithful. Let's give him the glory today and give him an opportunity to show his faithfulness by us stepping out in faith and in an area where we may not be comfortable or may not be our usual thing, but by a word of the Lord, stepping out in faith and obeying. I hope you have a blessed day then.